Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Recording.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Friends, we've got a big show straight ahead for you today. Of course, on a day like today where we kick off a new week, there's always a lot to get to. But I've got a very special friend coming back to the microphone and excited to welcome back David Limbaugh. He joins me next. Keep it right here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio for this Monday.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we've got a big week and a programming note for you. Not only will I be doing the Kevin McCullough Radio Show, what you're listening to, what is syndicated on, 200 outlets nationwide, and then thank you to the USA Group for picking us up a few weeks back, making us available to their 700 stations now. Very excited about all of that. But also in the evening, we'll be doing Radio Night Live per normal. Tonight's Monday, so we do money subjects on Monday. But in between the two, if you have not yet downloaded the Salem News Channel app, you need to, because I will be filling in for Wilkow on Wilkow TV, Andrew Wilkow, another friend, for the duration of this week, as he has taken the grandbabies to go see Grandpa. We call him Phil Boyce around these parts. But you can catch me all week, 5 p.m. Eastern, hosting Wilkow TV. And then, of course, you want to keep the Salem News Channel app active, because my Saturday evening television broadcast comes your way there as well. So that's all straight ahead. It's a busy week. I've got so much to do, I can hardly think straight. But I am very, very glad to welcome my next guest. David Limbaugh is somebody who, if you know the name Limbaugh, then immediately you're associating it with his famous brother, who was, of course, the godfather of everything we know about talk radio in today's existence. We lost a great man when we lost his brother. But David himself has been a talented attorney, writer, columnist, and in recent years, he has done some of the best expositional work in uncovering church history, biblical doctrine, theological controversies. He has addressed in many of his recent books, and he has his latest one in that kind of vein. I am holding a copy of it here for you watching by radio, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament, and I find it very, very fun to note that it is co-written by Kristen Limbaugh Bloom. I think that might be the very Kristen Limbaugh that was running around King's College and even helping us here at Salem, New York on occasion with a few of her flatmates at one point in time. David, welcome back. It is so good to have you.
Kevin, thank you so much. Long time, no talk.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
And let's talk about your princess. She's grown up, gotten married. She's working for one of your best clients, Mr. Hannity, and over at Fox News for much of what's called the workday.
Yes, and she is the one that worked for Phil Boyce and you and all you guys, and thanks for that experience.
David, I want to talk to you about the book. I know you're excited about it. Your Jesus books have just been off the hook in terms of impactful, well-researched, well-documented, all the rest of it. But I have to ask you a couple of questions about what's going on in the world around us, because I know a lot of people are interested in your insights. And I don't know that I've had you on except maybe once since Rush passed. So, again, our condolences. And I know that you were very close to your brother, and you were a very big advocate for him. You represented him in all of his agency work and helped him get those contracts and all the rest of it. But I know that beyond that, he was a brother that you truly cared about.
Yeah, and we were close, and I did do his contract work. We texted all the time. Now, he couldn't talk on the phone very easily because of his hearing issue, but we did constantly text. So after he died, I mean, it was like a void for many, many, many reasons, but one practical reason was that every 5 minutes I'm thinking I got to share something with him, and my conscious mind doesn't realize he's passed away.
Oh, wow.
So it takes a microsecond to realize, oh, I can't text him.
Yeah.
And so just mundane stuff, not even necessarily political, just all kinds of things we talked about.
Yeah, we've got inflation like we've not seen since the Jimmy Carter era, and maybe even beyond. We've got supply chain problems. We've got all kinds of other significant world affairs issues staring us straight in the eyes. We've got Iran with a burgeoning nuclear weapon. We've got China and Russia ganging up on us. We've got any number of, you just point in any direction. We've got crime that's breaking out in every American city street, most of them run by Democrats, for instance. David, I've never seen it in the modern era this messed up, and it went downhill quickly. What's your assessment?
It is exactly yours, and I'm telling you there's a common denominator that describes and explains every one of these existential threats to the United States, and that is that the Democrats are doing it deliberately. You can tick off every one of these problems, and they are either caused by Democrats and their policies directly, or they are exacerbated by Democrats and their policies. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
We've got this situation with China. They are a threat to us in every way. We've downscaled our military. China is building its military six times faster than we are. We have downscaled ours and gone to wokeism and not even prioritizing national defense. The crime in the cities is a direct result of liberal leftist prosecutors not willing to prosecute and changing the bail policies and demonizing police. So we've got civil unrest, as you said, in every city. In China, we have China buying up real estate, and they can close us off economically. We have farmland. We are the breadbasket of the world. China needs us. They need to deal with us. And Biden is deliberately allowing, and the Democrats are refusing to cooperate with Republicans in legislation to prohibit the sale to Chinese communist-related entities on our farmlands and other lands that are closely situated to our strategic nuclear sites where they could interfere with the communications and our very strategic nuclear capability. We have the worst one, maybe, is the green policy, which is utterly insane and makes no sense. And even if you didn't believe, like I do, that this climate change is pure idolatry and fantasy, even if you believe we can interfere with the global thermostat, you would have to understand that what we're doing is not effective. Even if we implemented the Kyoto, by the way, even if we implemented the draconian provisions of the Kyoto Protocol, we couldn't change mean global temperature more than a degree Celsius in 100 years. So even if you accept their nonsense about the climate change,
it doesn't fix the problem. Yeah.
But even it's worse than that, because we are doing this. We are restricting, we're sabotaging our own domestic energy production. And in the meantime, China is going full gun on coal and gas and the rest of it. And so they are laughing all the way to the bank. We're hurting ourselves. They're helping ourselves. And we know global warming, global climate change, if you believe it, it's a global phenomenon. It's not like a local pollution thing in Lake Erie like when we debated in the 60s when I was in high school. It was about pollution. You can fix a river in the United States. That's okay. But climate change, the greenhouse effect is definitionally global. Therefore, if we do something and the other countries don't, like China and India, we might as well not have done it. And so we know that we don't even ask them to do it until the 30s.
Yeah.
But they're never going to do it. Communism means lying. And so they lie, they say whatever they're going to do, but they don't even pretend. And so you have to assume that they are sabotaging the United States. Some people could say, well, they're not against the United States. How else do you explain it?
Yeah, no, there's no way to explain it other than that. We're speaking with David Limbaugh, and the book is called The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. It is his latest treatise. We're going to get into it and what it was like to write it with his daughter when we come right back from this quick break. Stay with us.
Miracles are everywhere.
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered
if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you that helped us help many, many hundreds of families in the Ukraine this spring. And as many, many organizations have stepped up to the fold, my friends at CSI have returned to one of their most important needs, and that is the liberation of human slaves from northern Sudan. Every year, I've told you about the great work that CSI is doing there, taking people that have been basically prizes in the Sudan Civil War, and for many years enslaved against their will, forced to perform sexual, human labor, other types of acts that violate their conscience, violate their bodies, violate their very dignity. And the wonderful thing about what CSI does, Christian Solidarity International, is that they not only are able to help secure the release of that human slave, but then they're able to begin a brand new life for them with something that we call the Bag of Hope. Friends, last year you helped us free another 392 individual women who had all but given up on ever having any type of future hope. So with that in mind, and now that so many people are responding to the need in Ukraine, my thoughts have turned back to how we can help these women who are many times even without their children. Now, what I have to report to you now is quite exciting. Because of some of the liberations that you've done in the past, you know that we've been able to free the mom, but haven't necessarily been able to find or free the child of that mom slave. That is about to change, because in this spring's liberation, we have the opportunity to bring home several children who have been enslaved by slave masters whose moms have been previously released. In other words, your gift right now to release and help find the child slave is not only going to give them liberty and give them a life again, but it's going to reunite them with the mom who had them in slavery. Now, if you're curious about how all this works, it's very simple. A $250 one-time gift or a 10-installment gift of $25 or a five-month gift of $50, it doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we get to $250, supplies everything that's necessary for that slave to begin their life over again. That Bag of Hope will include sleeping arrangements, tarps for weather protection, grain to feed them with, and seed to plant their future crop with. That $250 gift will give them their new life and that Bag of Hope. And friends, this year, we're going to focus on reuniting some of those children with their moms who have been liberated in years past. Would you please call this number and help? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And because of the generosity of a very generous supporter of Kevin McCullough Radio, the first 10 people who do so will have their slave gift matched right now. 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10, $50 a month for 5, $125 for 2, or a one-time gift of $250, and you get to set a brand new life for someone who had given up. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yet to come, we will speak with Dr. Gina Loudon. The unbelievable remarks by President Biden this week when he admitted that he had a relationship with a 12-year-old openly on an open microphone. It was the subject of my town hall column yesterday. Some people say, Kev, why would you write about something so tawdry? Nobody's written about it. And the thing is, the Biden's history as a family is littered with this stuff. And in recent years, they have used the FBI to come along and just clean it up for him. Every single time, laptop left here, a diary left there, a cell phone left here, stuff that their people, their family, their persons have said, and yet they shush it all up and the FBI comes and takes all the equipment away. Why is that? And are they going to do that with this blurb that went out globally on Friday. We'll get into that with Dr. Gina and others straight ahead. But we continue with David Limbaugh, my very good friend, someone who I have immense respect for, but also just have a personal affection for, as he's done such good things for myself and the industry of talk radio. He has really helped a lot of us that are able to speak common sense to you do it better. Because of his expertise in the legal arena, and we're just grateful. David, this most recent book you co-wrote with Kristen Limbaugh Bloom, your daughter, your oldest, your firstborn, The Resurrected Jesus is the title, The Church in the New Testament. Give us the elevator pitch. Why did you want to do this? You've written so many good books about church history and theology thus far. What was it about this topic that you felt like it's time to do it now?
Well, the last book, my Christian book, which I wrote, was Jesus is Risen. And it was about the book of Acts in the New Testament, the history of the early church, and the first six of the Apostle Paul's epistles to the churches. This book, we're just continuing the march through the New Testament, covers the last six or seven books of Paul's. So, or letters or epistles, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
So they cover the prison epistles, which he wrote from house arrest in Rome, and the pastoral epistles, which he wrote to his colleagues and understudies, Timothy and Titus. The point is to go through the Bible itself, to go through the actual text, and either just state the text verbatim or paraphrase it, then intersperse commentary, both from experts from the ancient days, like the early church fathers, and the experts all the way through, and modern scholars, and then add our own insights and commentary. But this one adds another element, which is prayer. Kristen is a prayer warrior and spirit-filled, and she has a facility for prayer. So I asked her, in addition to helping me with the text, to write prayers, and then I would edit, and we'd go back and forth throughout the text so that the reader could interact directly with the content of Scripture and become closer to God in the process as they read the Bible and pray about it.
What a wonderful concept for a book. What was it like? Now, maybe Kristen has helped you with other research projects in the past, so maybe this wasn't that new, but what was it like to write a book and put her name on the cover?
It was new. Actually, she's written for Fox op-eds on Christian-themed topics, and she loves to write, and I think she's good at it. And as I say, she's learned a lot, especially way more than I ever knew at her age. In fact, I wasn't even a real believer at that age.
Hmm.
And I just thought, you know, as you mentioned before, I've been given so many advantages by friends, and especially my brother, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, you, others, where if I didn't have those contacts, I don't care if I'm talented or not, and I'm not saying I am, I don't know that I could have ever had my foot in the door to write columns or books, because it's a very difficult thing. You can be the best writer in the world, and a publisher won't want to take you if there's not some platform that will guarantee or at least predict good sales.
Right.
And so I've been so blessed that I wanted to help Kristen, give her a jump start into the area, because I know she's talented.
Yeah.
Give her a little opening and write this with her so she can see how I work and research and help her, mentor her along, and just jumpstart her book writing career if that's the way she wants to go. And it's just been so gratifying because we didn't have any problems. She was very pregnant. I know you're not supposed to use adjectives to describe pregnancy. You're either pregnant or not. But she just and so we worked through the whole thing. And the only time there it was difficult was when she had a 2-week period there where she was really, really pregnant. And so we had to wait a little while and then go on. But we were ahead of our deadline, so it didn't matter. But it was one of the most gratifying experiences of my life to be able to work with one of my kids.
Oh, that's nice. That is a really good story. All right, real quickly about the book. What was the thing about Paul's letters that you cover in this text that most impacted you in the researching, the writing, the thinking, the studying, the prepping for it? Give me one thing that really impacted David Limbaugh about what Paul wrote.
Well, like you, I've read the Bible a number of times and read these books a number of times, these epistles, and so I'm very familiar with Paul. But I think what really hit home this time, and as you know, every time you read the Bible, you get a new insight. God speaks to us, and we call it the living word, I think, because it can reach different people in different times, however they're situated. God is speaking to us directly and maybe differently each time we read the same unchangeable words. But I was taken by just how personal these struggles were that Paul experienced. Hmm. And we see that throughout the Bible. Bible writers tell their warts and all, which makes it more believable. They don't pretend to be some puritanical people who never sin. They tell us their difficulties. They tell us their struggles. They tell us when they get angry. And they tell us when, for example, Paul was upset because some of these churches that he had just planted in the Mediterranean basin, right by the Mediterranean Sea, were falling away from the true doctrine, the Christian doctrine. So he's writing these corrective letters saying, no, do not add anything to salvation by faith alone. It's not salvation by faith plus circumcision or plus adherence to Jewish rituals. It is salvation by faith alone, lest the finished work of Christ be insulted. Keep your eyes focused. You can do what you want as to rituals and circumcision, but don't you dare say that it's necessary for salvation. Hmm. Or that cuts through the heart of Christianity. So he wrote these letters to the different churches, and they end up being scripture. God, of course, superintended the whole thing. So these were God-breathed words through Paul that are now available, have been available to Christians throughout history, and they also instruct us as to Christian living.
But your personal highlight of the book was just seeing the human side of Paul and how deeply that struggle went.
Yes, and how deeply it went, how he overcame, and that's an inspiration to us. Paul, the foremost evangelist of Christian history, actually struggled, and he actually prayed to God and tells us to pray, just like Jesus prayed. Yeah. Well, if those guys, and if I say guys, if Jesus, the God-man, had to pray, if Paul, the foremost evangelist, needed to pray, how much more do we need to pray? And so I just love that part of it, where it enables us to relate to these people as real people.
Well, I appreciate that, David. And my own pastor, we've been going through Acts for, I don't know, most of the year. And he just covered a portion of Paul yesterday. And just a reminder, God can turn the heart of somebody who wanted to kill his very children into someone who has become probably the most prolific evangelist and church planter of all time. And just the amazing miracle that grace and the gospel perform. Anyway, friends, I want you to get the book, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. David Limbaugh and Kristen Limbaugh Bloom co-authored this. It's going to be well worth your while. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been.
And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep
almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I've gone this far into the show and not played this soundbite yet, but here it goes.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
All right, I let you hear the full, like, before he said it and after he said it, because I wanted you to have the context of exactly how weird that parenthesis was that Joe Biden pulled in Washington State on Friday.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Yeah.
This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
I'm sure she did. Sounds like it. Anyway, Dr. Gina Loudon is a thrice-credentialed human behavioralist expert. She's also host of the Primetime with Dr. Gina broadcast on the Real America's Voice News Network. You can get RAV on your local Roku, Apple TV devices, also on your phones. Take it everywhere. It's called OTT, over-the-top television. It is the way of the future. Dr. Gina, that happened on Friday, and my feed on social media could not have been more stuffed full of it. And I'm not talking about from politicos. I'm talking about from average, you know, moms that go to the gym or we see at the yoga studio or wherever else that I've never had any political conversation with saying to me, what was that? I just wonder if that had been Donald Trump who had said those specific words in that kind of, hey, you got to come see me kind of voice, what the difference would have been in the reaction by the press.
Kevin, how is it that every Monday the stories outdo themselves? The absolute appalling irony gets even more unbelievable. If you
right.
made this up in a novel, it wouldn't sell because they'd say it was too out there. No president of the United States would ever make such a statement while they were busy trying to destroy another president that they've been witch hunting for half a decade now or more and can't find anything on him. So,
right.
So here we go. So this is Joe Biden admitting he is a pedophile.
And I kid you not, when I tell you non-political people that I never hear political opinions from, when they saw this, they recoiled in horror because they're like, what could that possibly, even if you tried to give someone the benefit of the doubt, and Dr. Gina, you're the human behavioralist here. There's body language. I'm sure you saw the actual video, but he's talking, you know, just his normal speech, and then he spots her, and then he points at her, and it's not like a hey, how you doing? It's hey, you got to come see me, and you almost hear the kind of the edge of his voice hitting there. You know, it's like that's kind of creepy. I mean, that's even as creepy as when he then goes ahead and just says the ages of the people that were involved in whatever scenario he's painting. And Dr. Gina, beyond that, he's in a room full of leftist Democrats, and they all thought it was funny. They all thought it was hilarious. It was just something to just chuckle and guffaw at because crazy Uncle Joe's telling stories again.
If this had happened at a Trump rally, okay, the whole audience would have fallen dead silent. Some of them would have begun booing. That's what would have happened.
This is the real crux of where they're at, though, right? Because they think 12-year-olds should be able to have their healthy breasts removed and their genitals altered. They believe that 12-year-olds should be able to do this stuff without even notifying their parents. They believe that parents that are 12 years of age should be given the birth control pill and have access to abortion if the unforeseeable happens. And again, they don't think that parents should have anything to say about it. See, it doesn't register as a problem to these people that are around him, that are in this crowd that all love him, because they all say that there's nothing wrong with this. They hate kids. They want to see kids destroyed. They don't care if it messes up their lives or not. This is just the way of the lust feeding the lust that has no end to the appetite. And at the end of the day, they just don't care that the leader of the free world may be implying what obviously sounds like to the rest of the world that he is actually implying. I'll give you the final thought.
I mean, my final thought is, I've always thought that he was a pretty sick soul. He's been a horrible, truly deplorable politician who's made money at the public trough, not even to mention at the deficit of his own family, obviously, because Hunter is so screwed up. But now we have admitted, confessed pedophilia in a national audience with the Democrat Party laughing. This should be the biggest headline of all headlines yet, if we care anything about children. And it throws the book, honestly, Kevin, at this party that for a long time I thought they were conspiracy theories, saying, you know, that it was full of pedophiles. But at this point, I think that I don't have to make that case. You don't have to make that case. No conspiracy theorist has to. Joe Biden just made that case, and there's no argument.
Yeah, that's well said. All right, check her out tonight, 7 o'clock, Dr. Gina Primetime on Real America's Voice. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy 2 Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been.
And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah.
She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol, decreases inflammation. And it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well. And that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My kids love the Heroes of Liberty book series. You've heard me feature them on the show. Stories about Ronald Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, Thomas Sowell, Amy Coney Barrett, John Wayne, Margaret Thatcher, Alexander Hamilton, and more. They could be coming to your house, too. Go to heroesofliberty.com. And right now, buy two Heroes of Liberty books. Get a third absolutely free. Use promo code KMC. That's heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on Monday, we like to take a look at the monies. It's the Monies Mondays here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And you might be kind of gritting your teeth these days if you're just looking at the stock market. This is a lot of grinding and gnashing of teeth. But here to discuss is Scott Martin from HillaryKramer.com, one of her leading researchers. And, Scott, always a pleasure to speak with you. You also author the Trading Desk email, which people can get if they go to HillaryKramer.com. Just click on the Trading Desk link on the front page, and you can start having that to hit your inbox ASAP. Okay, today you're talking about two different things. You're talking about a challenge and you're talking about an opportunity. Let's break down the challenge first. You said there's kind of four pieces to this.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on today, as always. I think the challenge that everyone on Wall Street is facing right now is you got four pieces of a bad pie. Inflation, it's obvious. Everyone's working hard just to get ahead, because your money's worth less and less every day.
Every day. The stuff that's sitting in the bank account is the savings accounts.
Just going to the store becomes a nightmare, and you need that to live.
Yeah.
So we don't see inflation really getting any better through Thanksgiving at the earliest, and probably through the holidays. Next year, maybe some bright side. In the meantime, you've got a slowing economy. That we all know that. We can feel it. It's getting colder out there. That's what the Fed wants. And I think that's what really scared the market last week. Jay Powell came out there and he said, we're looking for a housing correction. We actually want this thing to crash. We want people to be thrown out of work. That's what we want. And that's kind of a scary proposition, because if you're already working so hard just to stay where you are, suddenly you might get kicked off the bus. And that's bad for companies. You know, we saw FedEx warn. We're looking at Nike on Thursday. And if the companies aren't making money, they're going to lay people off. If they are making money, though, we go on as normal. Fed gets a soft landing, and maybe inflation goes down. Maybe interest rates go down, too, next year. So that's the challenge. And it's a headache for everybody, gnashing of teeth.
Well, and you said that that stagflation, that slowing of the economy, when combined with interest rate shock, that's the absolute worst combination of all of it.
It's tough, tough medicine. You need tough medicine for a tough disease. That's what inflation is. But, you know, tough diseases, the treatments can feel so bad when you're taking them.
You say that with that challenge comes an opportunity. What are some of the things people should be thinking about?
Well, I think the first thing is this is a gut check for your own personal money psychology. If you're conservative by nature, you want to keep money under the bed, keep that money under the bed for a couple of months. You're not going to lose it, which is great. You're going to have it available in an emergency, and you're probably not going to lose a lot of money. You're not going to give up a lot of gain, because there's no instant gratification on Wall Street right now. It's just not going to happen. But if you're looking toward the future, towards something brighter and bigger for the economy once we get through this, the recovery on the other end, start buying little stocks. They're cheap right now because they've been slaughtered. They're obscure, so Wall Street won't touch them. And they're probably going to be the big names that they're going to dominate the world 10, 15 years from now. But that means you need confidence and a long view, and that's in short supply right now.
You said that there are even some stocks that that you guys like in the midst of this, and it's not going to be any of the names we're used to hearing.
Yeah. I think some old economy names that have just been beat up, but they're still running the world. Taylor talks a lot about General Mills. We talk a lot about Ford, old economy companies that are not your Apples, not your Amazons. Amazon has basically crashed throughout the COVID era. They're now under where they were in 2019.
So I know that one of the things that you like to do when you come is to give us some tips on companies that you do like. I'm sure they're going to be kind of these more small companies that Hillary's been talking about lately. What's one or two you're looking at today?
Well, if you're looking for growth, we still love the Trading Desk, TTD. They do online ad sales. And you see companies like Facebook or Meta, however they want to be called, they're having a tough time with online ads. TTD is not. That company's kept up with Apple over the last 3 years. So throughout the pandemic, they've been great. And they've also kept up with the big health insurance companies, the big hospitals, UNH,
wow,
big companies like that. So it's actually defensive. They're hanging out with the giants.
What else do you like?
We're looking at, in terms of your companies, we still really love Ford. And nobody's grabbing the knife there. People think it's going to go back down to $4. We don't think so. We think that the company's already restructured and they've split between the electric vehicles and the old school gas tanks. They can spin off that electric company any day and then suddenly, bang, they've got a Tesla right there. Spin that company off, that side of the company's worth $18 all on its own.
Well,
$12 right now, buy the stock.
Yeah, so not to be forgotten, they do the 4-point plus dividend. So you are making money on what is invested with them every quarter as well, which you don't get with every stock. And you told me last week, Scott, because I'm pretty into Ford. We've seen. You said Hillary likes them at any point under 30 at this point. She thinks they're a good buy. If you're picking them up at $12 today, that's more than a two-for-one.
More than a two-for-one, and that could happen a year from now, 2 years out from now, whenever they spin off the electric vehicles.
Do you think that price stays where it's hanging out now until the spinoff occurs, or do they if they register good strong sales from a good quarter, does it start kind of climbing back to the $15, $16, $18, $20 range?
Well, we would obviously love it to come back immediately, but we're thinking again with the Fed squashing everybody's party week after week, probably not this year. So
gotcha.
That one might need a little bit more patience. Cash some quarterly dividends while you're waiting.
Yep, that's always a good combo. All right, get the Trading Desk email. Not related to the Trading Desk stock that he just mentioned. It's a completely different thing. But go to HillaryKramer.com and get your free subscription to Trading Desk right now. Scott writes it, and he frequently makes an appearance on the Money Night with Hillary Kramer, which will take place tonight if you're in New York on AM 970 The Answer. If you're listening online, AM970TheAnswer.com. Anywhere else on demand, podcast-wise, on the Kevin McCullough Radio podcast page. Scott, I always appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You do the same. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought. Don't go away.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around
around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
I just thought it was the funniest thing that he was implying that they had a relationship when she was 12 and he was 30. But you know what's interesting? Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know what's interesting is that if you think about it, the Biden family is just littered with this kind of stuff. I mean, and nobody cares about how it all started. Jill Biden was married to someone else when she met Joe for the first time. A few months later, when they started dating, she was still married to someone else. Nobody seemed to care about that. No one seemed to care about Hunter Biden bedding his deceased brother's wife shortly after his brother died. Nobody cared about that. There were formal accusations brought by a woman during the campaign of sexual misconduct of Joe Biden touching her. Nobody seemed to care about that. There are literally hundreds of images across the interwebs of Joe Biden touching, kissing, refusing to let go of, sniffing people. And they range in age from 12-year-old girls to Hillary Clinton. I mean, in whatever age she says she is. And yet in recent years, when some of this stuff has hit, there's been a difference because whether or not anybody else cared about it, all of a sudden Joe Biden cared about it. And so now he's been using the FBI to kind of clean up stuff behind him. Like when Hunter Biden's gun ended up in a dumpster put there by the deceased brother's widow, the FBI were called in. Not local law enforcement to deal with it. No, it was the FBI. And guess what? Nothing came of it. But it should have been a local gun case in the local village. When Hunter Biden's laptop was first unveiled, the FBI tried to bring a case against the laptop repairman against him for in some way trying to disseminate information when Hunter Biden had abandoned a laptop and left it there. And by the way, we know what was on that laptop because Rudy Giuliani and others got copies of the hard drive. And we know that there were crimes and sexual misconduct crimes, all kinds of stuff on that laptop. But again, the FBI came in and hushed it all up by the election and then only admitted to it being real like, you know, 18 months later. And they did the same thing when they hacked his cloud a little bit later. PolitiFact, Reuters, other mainstream outlets, they've tried to run fact check debunking of all this stuff. The problem is they haven't been able to. And as Dr. Gina mentioned earlier in the show, there was a diary that was left by Joe Biden's daughter at a place that she had abandoned it at. When someone found it, read it, realized what it was, tried to sell it to a news organization, the FBI came down and pressed charges against the woman that found it. But inside the pages of the diary, there was a claim that this person writing the diary had taken showers with her father that were inappropriate. The FBI said, well, we never said it was Ashley's diary. And Ashley said, I never said it was my diary. But in the court case where they brought the charges against the woman, it was identified as property of Ashley Biden. Friends, they can't hide this one. He said it on an open microphone. The question is, what will be done about it? I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.